Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Snack Shack. If you remember the last episode, then you remember that I signed off by telling you guys to take care of your organs. And I meant it. Today, I'll be telling you exactly how to do that, but gut specific. What is gut? How is gut? Where is gut? Because believe it or not, it's actually super important. Now to answer the questions I brought up, your gut is just the collective name for your intestines. The small and large intestine together are referred to as the gut. I addressed the importance our small intestine plays in digestion last time, and that importance is as good as any reason to properly take care of it. So, how do we do that? Well, we feed it. Our gut is filled with millions of microbiota, which are living organisms that live in or on us. So the gut is alive, and it craves the goods, making what you eat actually important. You know what they say, you are what you eat. A healthy gut is one with a diverse microbiome, and to do that, we need prebiotics and probiotics aside from the ones that we naturally have. I'm sure you've seen these everywhere. They are intensely marketed towards health-conscious consumers, but to be totally honest, you don't even really need specific targeted products. Prebiotics are fiber compounds from plant sources and present in high fiber foods. Since fiber is a non-digestible carbohydrate, it doesn't get absorbed in the small intestine and instead goes to the large intestine. Probiotics, however, are living bacteria in food, and you can generally find them in fermented foods like kefir or kimchi. To help a healthy gut, you need them both. Essentially, in the gut, the probiotics will feed off of the prebiotics, fermenting them. They feast and release nutrients, energy, and short-chain fatty acids when they do so, which the cells in the intestine lining receive. So it re-energizes the cells and keeps them healthy, and the short-chain fatty acids assist against inflammatory diseases in the body and diseases in general. Healthy gut. Without them, there would be an imbalance of microbiota, and it would cause inflammation. And guess what? A healthy gut helps hormone production, so the benefits of keeping it healthy don't stop there. Did you know the gut actually produces serotonin and dopamine? It produces more than our brain, when it's healthy anyway. And that's super important, because our gut and brain are actually linked. We have a vagus nerve, which physically links our gut to our central nervous system. This whole thing even has its own name, which is the enteric nervous system. The cells in the intestine lining will send signals to the brain, and if the gut isn't healthy, it actually affects mental health negatively. This also works the opposite way, where bad mental health also causes bowel discomfort. Don't believe me? Johns Hopkins Medicine says research is still ongoing, but that it could be a reason a high percentage of people with IBS and functional bowel problems develop depression or anxiety. And the Australian National University says that they have the best results when they treat mental health and gut problems together because of this. Real institutions are looking for ways to make the most out of this connection. That's it for today. I hope you learned a lot about the importance of taking care of our organs. Don't forget to include your pre and probiotics in your meals, people. See you in the next episode.